Today, our series on popular college courses concludes with a physics class at the University of North Carolina. It's called Simply How Things Work. Here's Jessica Jones of member station WUNC in Chapel Hill.
It's barely 5 minutes into Rich Superfine's physics class, and he's already asking for volunteers.
I need about 10 people down here. How many do we have? 2, 4, 5. We have 9. I think that's enough. I need you guys to get over here, line up. I need you to really line up here.
Before they know it, a bunch of giggling students are crouching in a line in front of a giant lecture hall, holding soda cans over their heads that are marked with pluses and minuses to simulate magnets. And then Superfine asks 18-year-old Henry Holderness to pretend he's a locomotive. As Henry walks in front of the line, the students invert their soda cans one by one, reversing the imaginary magnetic pull.
Flip it! Flip, flip, flip! They start going faster, Henry. They got to flip in better sequence. But they got to flip. All right, we're around once.
There's a point to this exercise, and Superfine quickly gets to it. He wants his students to understand how a maglev train works through magnetic levitation.
So the flipping of the poles, then, has to be timed with Henry's motion to give you propulsion. Now, what if you want to slow Henry down? We change the timing, we could also get this kind of control braking through induction, where we're actively switching poles to get braking, but we also saw a different effect.
Induction happens when magnetic fields produce an electric current. It makes metals act like magnets, even though they're not, and it explains why electric generators and transformers work. But Superfine is still not sure the students have completely grasped it, and so he runs over to a big copper pendulum, one of many gizmos he keeps at the front of the lecture hall. There's a big magnet on the bottom. As the students lean forward in their seats, he starts the pendulum swinging. Sitting through one of his lectures is a bit like watching a magic show.
Let's see what happens. You ready?
As the students watch, the pendulum slows and freezes in midair.
This is induction, and I think induction deserves more credit than Let's do it again and act as if it's the first time you've seen this.
Superfine is well known for his advanced research on the properties of molecules, but this class is all about the basics, and that's fine with him. Superfine says he loves teaching undergraduates.
I think students and kids start out with an amazing curiosity about the world around them and an enthusiasm for science. I think what happens, unfortunately, is they start getting a sense that things are too complicated, that they can't understand what's happening. What we try to do in this class is have students get re-excited about the phenomena they're studying.
But it's not all about giant magnets and pop cans and imitating locomotives. Students have a lot of work in this class. They have problem sets due every week, and they're tested often. And students say they're never quite sure just what Superfine is about to do next. Garrett Graham is a freshman.
I wonder, if he's going to jump, have three guys sit on a huge plank, and then jump on a diving board in front of the class, or, throwing a bowling ball at his head, or wave a banana over his head and let it shoot off into the crowd of people. So, it's very interesting because, it keeps you on your toes, it keeps you interested, and it makes you want to go to class a little more.
As this lecture draws to a close, Superfine is passing around flashlights, some of which don't light up so well, to get students to think about how batteries work. But it's 10:50 and time to go, so students will have to wait for the full explanation.
Next class, we'll talk more about exactly what the battery does to produce a current and how we can control that.
For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
You can try one of Professor Richard Superfine's home experiments and hear all the stories in this series at our website, npr.org.